On October 1st, 2017, ASU student Shay Diaz was dancing with 35 friends and family members at the Route 91 Harvest Concert on the Las Vegas Strip.
We're all big country music fans. We started going my senior year. Last year was our third year going.
The big headliner was her favorite artist, Jason Aldean. On the third night, her little sister Madison wasn't feeling well and stayed back at their hotel. She was Snapchatting friends when her phone picked up a noise in the background. She didn't know she was recording Stephen Paddock several floors above as he fired a modified automatic rifle at 22,000 concertgoers below. That's where Shay was taking cover.
I was trying to keep my head down. There was a lot of people trying to run. No one cared about what they were leaving there. They just wanted to get out.
Shay was to the left of the stage, her parents and friends to the right, when the bullets rained from the 32nd floor.
We heard a couple of really loud explosions.
Shay's dad, George, was on the ground.
I finally looked up and saw the curtain blowing out the window of the Mandalay Bay.
No matter where they were, it was time to leave.
There was a lot of chaos and just trying to figure out where to go.
Shay and her father escaped unharmed, but further separated. Investigators ordered all vehicles at the Mandalay Bay Hotel searched, his car included. He sent his wife and youngest daughter, Madison, home, but it would be a full day before he had a chance to talk with Shay.
My dad called me on his drive home after he had time to start processing everything.
That's when it really hit me, and my hands started shaking as I was driving, and I started reliving some of the things that I saw.
I know he witnessed quite a few people get shot, and that's something he'll never be able to unsee.
Shay returned to school in Tempe, her family back to California. Yet a year later, questions consumed them on what they could have done differently.
My sister felt guilty because she was up in the hotel room, and I felt guilty for not helping out others. My dad felt guilty for not helping out others.
On the mass shooting's one-year anniversary,
today, we make the choice to triumph.
George chose to return to Vegas.
We crossed right there. That's when we came across right there. We all got split up.
So did Joe Zutel, a first responder from Prescott and a mental health expert on mass tragedies.
I led a team of 20 mental health professionals, and we were at the service center maybe 18 hours a day, every day.
She's here again today to help survivors cope with a year's worth of emotions.
Overeating, crying, panic attacks, anger.
I'm almost angry that it's been a year. After like a month or so, everyone just kind of stopped talking about it and expected you to be fine.
Everyone handles life differently. There is no right or wrong way to handle it.
On this anniversary, Shay is in Tempe.
I have two exams this upcoming week, and so I feel like I'm already dealing with a lot of emotions.
Whether she plans to attend another concert, headlining her favorite artist, Jason Aldean.
Definitely. I know we definitely want to finish what we started.
In Las Vegas, Austin Westfall, Blaze Radio.